Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Grace Marie is the president of the Gaylord Institute. She is a healthcare public policy think tank focused on market solutions, and she's been focusing on this for a long time. She's the co-author of the book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, more than 15 years, Grace Marie's been a member of our Brain Trust talking about this issue with me. Grace Marie, you recently published an article on what you call the top 10 Obamacare disasters that are yet to come. And the first one is deductibility shock. We got that this week in my family.
Yeah, that deductible and out-of-pocket shock,
yeah,
and co-payment shock. Because,
yeah,
one of the reasons, and you're alluding to this earlier, one of the reasons that the Obama administration decided at the last minute to block people's ability to see the full price of these products.
They disabled the browser, folks, so you couldn't see, as you're filling out your form, if those of you who've gone to the website, the browser was up front, they disabled that and made it, and so you couldn't see it. Go ahead.
Well, what they said was that I really think this is a White House political decision, as you said.
Right.
They said, we don't want people to see the full price of these products.
Before they give us their information.
Only to see their subsidized price. And
right,
that's why you're required to put in pages and pages of information before you can browse for products.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wanted to hide from you the full cost of the product. I think that was a political decision, and it contributed enormously to crashing the website.
Which, and the political,
it created a bottleneck.
The fact that a political decision was made that affects our ability to get health care, in my opinion, goes straight back to what the framers feared when they wrote the Constitution and they put the Commerce Clause in there that prevents the government from requiring us to buy a product. I see a direct connection, Grace Marie. Am I wrong?
It is absolutely outrageous. That's why you're starting to see so many defections from Democratic senators who are, by the way, up for re-election in 2014, and by the way, who voted for this law,
mm-hmm,
are all saying, we can't require people to buy a product that they can't buy, that you have to get through the government, either,
mm-hmm,
the state government or the federal government. And when the federal government is manipulating it so that you can't see the full price until you turn over all this personal information, which,
right,
is, by the way, not secure.
Not secure.
Then this is, you're absolutely right, this is going to be a firestorm because this hits people directly.
Mm-hmm.
They know what their health insurance used to cost before. They know what it's costing now. No amount of the president going up there on TV and saying, okay, now we're going to reduce your health care,
right,
costs, because people know themselves that's not true.
So will they pay? That's the second one. Are people going to pay this?
You know, that's the really big deal. Here they want, in order for Obamacare to work, they need about 2.5 million young people,
right,
to sign up and to pay a lot more in premium than they're going to consume
in
health costs.
So let me see if I got this straight. Here's how smart the Obama administration is, folks. They get young, tech-savvy people. They want them to pay more money that they don't have because they probably don't have jobs. And they put them on a website that doesn't work. That's a real genius way to get some young people to do what you want them to do, isn't it?
You know what? And
Grace Marie,
it shows, I think, Jim, that this is a massive experience in,
yeah,
central planning for one thing.
The arrogance of central planning.
And it is just not possible for it to work. And you're seeing an implosion not only of a website, you're seeing an implosion of the liberals' claim,
right,
that government can run this better.
Right. That's exactly right. Tell us about the death spiral.
You know, that's what's going to happen. You're going to see a bunch of healthy young people who are played for suckers with this law and being told, well, you're doing your duty. Pay more money and get health insurance, a lot of benefits you don't need, and they're not going to sign up. So who's going to be the person who's really determined and comes back to this
the sick
website
people.
Over and over and over. Somebody with really high health costs.
Who needs it badly, bless their hearts.
And if you wind up with only sicker people, the average annual payment of the expenses incurred by people who are in the temporary high-risk pool under Obamacare, which is running out of money, was $28,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you get everybody on there with $28,000, $30,000 a year in medical expenses who are paying $400 a month
right.
in premium, you are going to wind up with a death spiral. And by the way, these are private companies.
And when these people, and the death, by the way, the death is not of the people. The death is of the program. And so it's going to collapse under its own weight. I mean, we won't have to repeal it, Grace Marie. If the death spiral comes to pass, when it comes to pass, the program will literally just collapse, won't it?
Well, that's what it would happen if it were run by the private sector.
Yeah.
The federal government, they've got trillions of dollars unlimited borrowing for taxpayer
dollars. The Fed's printing money out of thin air right now.
They're going to keep pumping money into it to try to rescue it. That's the real danger.
But that's when it exacerbates. That's when the cost that the president said the price he said it was going to cost. That's when that becomes another lie.
Yeah, he said under $1 trillion. It's already up to $2.6 trillion, and that's before millions
the
of people lose their current coverage and are forced into these horrible exchanges for a Medicaid-like product because they've lost their private health insurance.
Folks,
they can't afford it.
You need to read this. She posted this at National Review Online.
But it's also on our website.
Okay, good. Go to Galen.org. And find top 10 Obamacare disasters to come. Very short explanation of all 10 of these, folks. You need to know about this to educate yourself, regardless of whether you think Obamacare is a great idea or not. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Grace Marie Turner. Galen.org. Galen.org. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.